whatever you chase eludes you. And I'll pin some blame on myself and tell you my story about this. So I always wanted to live a traditional white picket fence, have a happy wife, happy life, and have a kid. That was always what I wanted to do with my life. I didn't care or think about career too much, but I always chased the right woman, and it eluded me for so long whilst trying to do that. I remember thinking this thought to myself, and I still remember like the exact time that I did it and how I was thinking of where I was. I was driving at this roundabout, it doesn't matter, but like that's how vivid this memory is in me, that maybe my life is so good in every other aspect that I will never get a child, what I want, because I've been blessed in so many areas that I can't have it all, and that's what I'll miss. Like I got to a point where I was that certain that it just wouldn't happen because of chasing and trying to get the right person and right, I don't know, setting and all that jazz to run through girls that were never going to provide that, and like disobeying standards. And you might find what you believe in the wife to 100% certainly be the wrong girl. Like you know it, but you're so entrenched in receiving your goal and chasing that you just don't get it. And this comes with money as well. So I've always thought online businesses like, I don't know, dropshipping, crypto, all this kind of stuff, just chasing. And the easiest anomaly is if you see Bitcoin run 30%, you then buy because you're chasing the money that it's got. As soon as you buy, you might notice a 20% dip. Just never buy into the chasing is basically the metaphor that you could give to someone playing crypto or trying to sell a hot dropshipping product. If you just don't chase the pump, you get rich. Like it's such a metaphor, but it happens in practicality as well as theoretically, which is something that's so hard to explain that, well, if I'm not being productive and trying to make money online, well, then how will I make money? And that's, again, so hard to explain from someone that's gone and done that is when it feels right and you're able to provide value, and you're going to hear provide value from every single online guru ever. If you just provide enough value, it'll come back to you. And in some weird karmic retributic way, it happens like that. If you just do not focus on finding the right girl. So I was going to the States on a Kentucky by myself. And I said, oh, I always want to go. I'll go. I'll book a ticket. I went. I was in Sydney for 2 days to see a friend. I downloaded Tinder and met my wife, my now wife. Every single thing lined up to be with my now wife. From a point where like I downloaded the app, swiped right a few times, then put my phone down and didn't look at it because I just don't like the online dating scene. She also happened to be in a place where she would be in my radius for the very short period at that time and wasn't her on the phone at the time. Mine was I literally went to take a shit because I had food poisoning and I rechecked my phone and there was a few matches there, but she was the only one that I spoke to. And I think it's just coincidental that so I've got all notifications turned off on my phone because I fucking hate notifications because I've got a weird OCD and if things ding and vibrate and all that kind of shit, it sets me off. So she just so happened to respond the next day while not being out with those girls to my message instantly. So I would have spoken to her whilst I was on the toilet, locked my phone. I would have never seen it again because I would have just forgotten. Would have maybe checked it in a day or two because I don't have notifications on. So in a weird karmic way, it just happened. There was no chasing. There was no fighting, scratching to the nail to get there. It just happened. And that's kind of the same thing that happens with my monetary investments. Like the best opportunities that I've had come my way, I think I was reading a book outside and then someone asked me to buy this property. And I know that you've got to be set up to have those things, but there's a setting up and there's a building a foundation and then there's a chasing money and wealth and retirement. All that jazz. So I chase crypto gains all the time. I've hit big once on like a 40K day, which was just pure luck. But since then, I just chase pumps, miss, lose, and it doesn't happen. But these slow, methodical, proven methods like the property investment and all that kind of stuff that we do, university degrees, and then go on to do that kind of stuff, like they work out because they're just almost sitting and waiting. They're patient games. And the more patient you are, the more comes to you. It's weird. Like you attract what you put out. But if you're chasing a woman, so if you go to a nightclub, I bet you've thought this before. Whilst I've been dating a girl, it's so much easier to approach women because it doesn't matter to you if you get her or not. And like, I feel that to this, I can go and approach a woman and talk to a woman and it doesn't matter because I'm not hitting on her. She knows that I'm wearing a wedding ring. There's no like stink of singleness. And I, someone that always chased women because I always wanted to validate myself and that kind of stuff, sucked balls at chasing women. Like no real, there's like one or two hookups at nightclubs and that's about it. Never good at it because I always gave off that stink of wanting a woman and being desperate. And there's one or two, three things that you go past your standards and you overexert yourself, simp over a woman because you're trying too hard. Don't try too hard. Things will come to you. Just set the foundations in place for yourself and then things almost build themselves on top of it so you're ready to see the opportunities. That's what you're doing. You're sitting and waiting and viewing from far back to see that opportunities that come your way are good or bad. So I think that's where I wanted to leave today's videos. Stop chasing shit. Be patient. Get it? And this brought you any value or you've gotten to this long. I don't know how many people stick to the end of the video. I don't look at all those analytics. But leave a comment if it helps. Subscribe if it's more valuable. And I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Thank you.